Deserve It More. A Motao Zushi fan fiction, written by Tuesday and read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated Gen, featuring the Goose from Untitled Goose Game and Yu Zuyen. Wei Wuxian was deathly afraid of dogs. Jiang Zheng's beloved dogs had been rehomed at Jiang Fengmian's insistence to accommodate this, no matter how Jiang Zheng or Yu Zuyin felt. Jiang Zheng deserved a new pet, and it wasn't like Jiang Fengmian had consulted Yu Zuyin before taking in an actual child. "It is menacing the disciples again," Jiang Fengmian said. "It's good practice for them," Yu Zuyin said. "It bit Wei Wuxian," Jiang Fengmian said. "He needs more practice than most," Yu Zuyin said. "It tried to steal my sword," Jiang Fengmian said. If she had managed to steal from a sect leader, she would have deserved that sword, Yu Zuyin said. Then, before Jiang Fengmian could lodge another complaint, "Our son named her Hong Kong." Jiang Fengmian sighed. It was an obvious show of capitulating for the sake of marital harmony. He said, "Hong Kong can stay, but please see to its training." Yu Zuyin did see to Hong Kong's training. She made sure that Hong Kong had all the training of a spiritual dog when it came to Jiang Zheng, whom the goose doted on, and all the freedom of a taskmaster when it came to the disciples whom the goose terrorized. The goose proudly presented Jiang Zheng with another disciple's training sword, and Jiang Zheng accepted. "Good girl, Hong Kong," Jiang Zheng said, running his fingers along her feathers. "What a smart goose. Who's the best? Is it you? It's you!" Hong Kong preened, then looked over to Yu Zuyin for further approval. Yu Zuyin inclined her head. Yu Zuyin turned to the rest of the disciples. "You're slacking." Hong Kong was improving by leaps and bounds, learning all sorts of tricks. But that wasn't an excuse for losing to someone without opposable thumbs. "We'll have to remedy that." The day Yu Zuyin sent Jiang Zheng and Wei Wuxian off to the cloud recesses, Hong Kong also left. Yu Zuyin assumed that the silly girl had followed her son, ready to provide him with at least one of the comforts of home, until the Lan sect drove her off when they tired of her mischief. When the only one banished from Gusu was Wei Wuxian, whose brand of mischief was never amusing and always trouble, Yu Zuyin discovered that no, Hong Kong had not accompanied them. "Though I could swear," Wei Wuxian told Yu Zuyin as he reported on his time in the cloud recesses, "that I heard a very familiar honk the night before the waterborne abyss disappeared." The waterborne abyss was troubling in its implications, both its appearance and disappearance. In the end, it was most troubling for the Wen sect, because it popped back up in their territory. It was a prelude to a bigger problem. Before they could push the waterborne abyss onto another sect again, the legendary Xuan Wu of Slaughter appeared in the Nightless City. The last time it had been seen, it had killed countless cultivators and civilians. Wen Rohan and his sons were terrible people, but it could be said that at least his eldest and Wen Rohan himself were fierce warriors and fearsome cultivators. Somehow, neither Wen Rohan nor his sons survived. There were claims that Xuan Wu of Slaughter hadn't appeared alone, that it had appeared pursuing a white-feathered goose. There were claims that when they'd gone to draw their swords, The swords were missing, only their scabbards at hand. There were all sorts of claims that were easily dismissed as figments of imagination brought on by the rush and panic of battle. In the end, their swords were discovered near their bodies after the Xuanwu was finally brought down. No geese were found. And honestly, if a goose had stolen a cultivator's weapon, that goose would have deserved it more. A few weeks later, Hong Kong reappeared, as though she had never left. She was carrying an old, rusted sword which radiated resentment. She dropped it at Yu Zuyen's feet. She preened like she was expecting praise. Yu Zuyen crouched down. She smoothed some of Hong Kong's feathers. She said, "Good girl." The end. Thank you for listening.